Hello,
guys. Welcome to episode 54 of Steak and Eggs. I'm Emmy, and I'm with my co-host, Asmin Atekhi, as usual. And this week, we're joined by Nick, our friend in OTK that I can't believe we haven't had on at all. We've been doing this for over a year.
Wait, but I thought you were on the show here. Before.
No, I've ditched like seven times.
Yep.
No, it was like three.
It was three.
You've been counting?
Yes. And I barely recognize you, man.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the haircut really changes good. Things.
He's got the thigh highs mm-hmm. on.
Oh yeah, thigh highs.
So were you playing like soccer or some shit?
No, I didn't have any pants and my legs were cold.
Okay. So you just kind of put them together.
You want the blanket?
No, I got this good pillow now. Okay. Yeah. Should be good.
Okay.
I know you two always have the blanket on in the
That's
episode.
Right.
So
we get cold. We're skinny fuckers.
No, I know. I actually understand where you guys are coming from mm-hmm. now. Because when I was a couple months ago, I was, you know.
So you were fat and now you're not as fat.
Not as fat.
So how did that happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah.
How did I become not as fat?
Yeah.
And he's like, you got in shape. So, really
yeah, you've been,
fast.
Yeah, you've been
so
yeah.
insanely quick.
So this episode is brought to you guys by Ozempic.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that, your own show.
That's crazy. That's,
just yeah. kidding. No, not Ozempic. Did you believe it?
No, to be honest.
I don't know what that is.
I think
you don't know what that is?
No.
It's where it like limits how hungry you can get.
Well,
it's a
simplification. It's a type 2 diabetes drug that people are taking because the side effects is also weight loss.
Oh, well, that what the fuck? Why don't you just eat less food?
That's what I did.
Are you serious?
I ate less food.
Did that just work?
It did.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Wow.
Wait, yeah. Okay. So, no, because I need to break it down because like your transformation is like incredible.
Yeah, it's like 36 pounds. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, like you look so fucking good. Like, I don't want to gloss
how
over
long?
This.
Like 3 months?
3 months about, yeah.
Does it make you uncomfortable to be complimented or no?
No, because the same as I feel when I get insulted. It does nothing to me.
Okay, great.
Because I won JV Hockey MVP back in 2006, 2007. Yeah. And that is where my confidence comes from.
Okay.
Nothing can be better. Nothing can be worse.
Right. So first of all, what caused the need to lose that much weight? Was it health? Want to look better?
The need?
The desire.
The desire. the desire.
Well, once I figured out that it was possible… You know, like you figure out a comp that works in a while, a good 3v3 comp, you just run it until it works. It wasn't really the goal at the start of the year, but then like I realized I could actually do it. So I just did it.
Okay, so then what did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Besides just eating less?
Yeah.
Do you still eat Whataburger?
Never. No.
Really?
No.
See, every time I saw you, you'd have Whataburger.
That's what it really is. That place tastes like shit, don't it?
Well, I think it tastes delicious.
I'm team Whataburger.
Now, I think Whataburger… I mean, I'll be honest. I took Pokimane to Whataburger. She said it was better than In-N-Out.
Okay.
Maybe just because it's like something new. I feel like In-N-Out's better.
It's probably something new.
Yeah.
In-N-Out is literally tastes like cardboard. But either way, it's a whole different story. But…
So 30 pounds, you just… Because I've been from 330 to 250. Yeah. I can no longer lose weight. I'm trying. I'm gaining muscle. My weight's in the same.
I just saw you eat 5 or 10 chicken tenders before the show.
Yes, sir.
I just want to put this into context.
And you got the caloric
deficit.
That does work. But you want to know what I really did?
Yeah.
This is going to shock probably all three of you.
Okay.
Yeah. I cooked my own food.
Oh, wow. Oh,
my God.
I know that you cooked.
I cook like salmon, broccolini, and baked potatoes, grilled potatoes, or whatever they're called. I cook chicken, rice, and broccoli. I cook, you know, a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Make the taco still?
Yeah, nope.
No more taco?
These are horrible for you. They're good. They're tasty.
Isn't it just like steak and
it's essentially a Big
lettuce?
Mac.
Oh, yeah, all the sauce.
Yeah, the sauce. But I just been cooking my own food. I uninstalled DoorDash and Uber Eats from my phone.
Wow.
You can check my phone. You literally can't even order right now.
Guys, just a personal question about
this. So do you starve then? Because like you don't have any DoorDash, you can't get it delivered.
So you have
to like drive over there and get it then.
I don't.
So you just don't even.
I cook the food. I have figured out a way, Zach, and this will blow your mind. I can cook and clean any of my meals that I make in 15 minutes.
Oh, I do that. That's
damn. Really,
yeah. So it's just once a day too.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people who lose a lot of weight pretty quick,
mm-hmm.
They unlock superpowers.
Yeah.
So like. What like body like changes have you experienced? Because like for me, for example, is your sex drive through the roof? Yeah, there you go.
We're back, baby.
God. Okay.
Yeah, they call me Nikki P. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a really good feeling. Like, so, like, do you like get natty boners again?
What does natty mean?
Like, just like you're just chilling out, and then all of a sudden you're just
no. I'm just not going to be sitting there rock hard and ready to go. There has to be a reason for it. But
oh, okay.
You know, I'm definitely like getting in the old Nick. You know, remember the guy on Arena Junkies?
I remember that.
He's coming back. Yeah, he's coming back.
He used to tell people that he had a car that was worth more than everybody's family on there.
Oh, yeah. And you know, that stopped. I feel like weren't you kind of always?
No, it kept going.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The thing is, back then it was a lie. Now it's true.
Yeah, now it's actually true. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I was just me and you remember Banff XO?
AKA, oh yes.
Me and her would go on those forums and we would just lie.
Just make shit up.
Just makes, and people fuck be so them. Mad.
Dude, that's some shit that I hate these days where liars are like villainized. Because back in my day, a good liar was called a great storyteller. And now they're just like, you know, they're bad guys on the internet. But like, if everyone was to be
everybody takes everything so seriously now. I know. Nobody wants to just step back and have fun.
Yeah. You also can't tell when people are trolling nowadays though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time they're not. But like me that's and her true. Were definitely trolling. Like she would just go to Google, type in glass house in LA and they're like, yeah, I live here. Obviously not. There's a watermark.
Just a random one.
yeah. You know, but people, we used to be fighting. You know how it was back in the day. But yeah, no. So you just lost weight and it was good. And now I'm feeling good, feeling healthy.
You streaming again every day?
Streaming again every day.
Damn.
We climb back into top 100 on Twitch.
Fuck
you know,
yeah.
We're like 18th in the US. I checked these stats.
Damn.
There you go.
So not that's bad. Okay. You're like third or something, Zach.
Am I?
Fourth.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Greetings, Steak and Eggs listeners. I've arrived to tell you about today's sponsor, Thorum. Thorum handcrafts minimalist artisanal rings that are perfect for wedding bands, anniversary rings, or just everyday wear. Their distinctive rings emphasize quality and unique materials, including meteorite, whiskey barrel, Damascus steel, and even dinosaur bones. But don't just take it from me. Let me show you. Asmund? Return the ring! Asmund, what are you doing? Return it!
No.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Anyways, as I was saying, Thorum rings aren't just stylish, they're made to fit. They have paper ring sizers, so it's easy to size correctly when you order from your own home. Plus, when you order a ring, you'll get an American walnut wood ring box and free silicone activity band. And they've just introduced a line of watches and pendants. Pick up your own unique Thorum accessory today by heading over to Thorum.com and use our code STEAK for 15% off a ring or watch. That's THORUM.com. Promo code STEAK, STEAK. Thanks, Thorum, for sponsoring our podcast.
Well, what's your goal long term? Like, is this your complete
children.
Form? Sure. But I mean, before we get there, because we're getting there next.
Yeah.
What's your long term goal for your physique?
So my goal when I started this whole thing, once I realized I could do it, it was 185.
Okay. Yeah. What are you now?
185.
Okay.
So I hit my goal. I was like, I'm going to start going to the gym.
Right. Yep.
You know, luckily, you know, we know a gym.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
How often do you go?
Like once a week, sadly. But okay. The problem is,
that's better than nothing.
It's better than zero times a week.
Yeah. You literally Wake texted me on the way over here
uh-huh.
to go to the gym. So I can't. I'm doing Steak and Eggs, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty big deal.
Legitimate excuse.
I wanted to go to the gym because I've never actually been strong.
Yeah.
You know, have you been strong?
Yep.
Yeah. So like, I've never actually been like actually strong. You know, like Miz is strong now. You know, you touch the guy, he's like rock hard.
Sure.
Never been strong. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get 185 and I'm going to see if I can get strong.
Yeah.
But that takes, going to the gym is a whole different breed than eating healthy.
Really?
Yeah. It's two separate forms of discipline. So
I couldn't imagine doing that, man. I really couldn't. Like I used to go to the gym maybe 10 years ago, but that was about it.
It's kind of like the first 7 days are really easy.
Yeah.
Then you get to like explore and like feel all the weights. But then it's the second week where it's like, oh shit, I've done all this shit before. Now I got to lock it in and this is my life.
Yeah.
So yeah, I say once you get a month of consistency down, it becomes a lot easier. But until then, it's a fucking struggle.
I hate dailies.
That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's dailies.
Mm-hmm.
And they never get easier. Because if the gym is getting easier, you're just doing it wrong.
You have to just add more weight.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
You know, do more reps, whatever it takes.
It always fucking sucks.
Yeah, but that's like my next step in the body transformation. But in reality, it's like, I am not even kidding you.
Yeah.
Like the brain fog that I had before. Like I was probably, like this whole time we've been doing OTK, I've been probably operating at like 80%.
Okay.
And it's got gone now.
So like, give me an example of like, what's the difference between like 80 and 100?
So before, Milena planned all my streams.
Yeah.
I do them all now.
Really?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Holy yeah. shit.
And not only that, like I've improved like my tech like way like tenfold. I have like multiple cam IRLs on the fly, synchronized up cameras. I've done this all. Mm-hmm. You know, I got like, you know, Sennheiser lab mics. Like I have studio audio quality on my live streams now, like in real life.
Wow.
So, you know, I did it all by myself too.
So I had very horrible brain fog for like 2 years straight.
Yeah.
Are you tracking this like an effective low T?
So I did have low T. I was at 112.
Yep.
Yeah, 112 testosterone levels.
Are you on testosterone replacement therapy? You should be.
So I was, they offered that when I went to the doctors.
Yeah.
But I said, I eat so poorly. And this is again, 4 years ago, back when Greek lived with me. I was like, I eat so poorly. Let me see if I eat healthy, will this change?
Yeah.
And I never did it until this year. And I think things are changing.
Mm. Okay, awesome.
So I don't know if I, because I don't want to like, people are like, oh, Nick, you're on Ozempic. I would never do that because if you're on Ozempic, you have to do it every day for the rest of your life or you're gaining the weight back.
Yeah.
It's a shot, which I found out today that you, right there.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not doing that every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Doesn't it fuck up people too?
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what the
you
side effects are.
You put anything in your body, it's going to have a side effect.
Yeah, yeah. But what does it do?
You get Ozempic face, like you look like a zombie. You can Google it. Pop up the image right here, you know, whoever's the tech guys. You know, there's Ozempic face, you know. There's a whole bunch of things that can literally like hurt you. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking a drug meant for type 2 diabetes just to lose weight. That makes no sense.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people are doing it. There's the Ozempic face.
God.
What
yeah.
the fuck? That looks kind of like
Scott Disick,
me.
By the way.
Maybe I'm fucked up. I think the chick on the left is hot as fuck. Am I fucked up for that?
Yeah, you are.
Well, she used to be. That's Jessica Simpson.
I still think she looks good, personally.
She's beautiful, but I mean, her face is hollow.
I like that. She looks like a demon.
All right, well, I guess maybe you like Ozempic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Maybe you should start doing it.
I should.
So listen, I'm a curious. There's a lot of people even in Austin that we know that take Ozempic and it's like worked for them.
That's crazy.
See, I'm not going to name them on this podcast, but when me and Chance make ours, we will definitely be naming them.
I can't think of a single person you could be talking
that's
about.
That's crazy because they do be walking around your house sometimes. So, you know, what? It is what it is.
You wait,
know,
it's not walking around my house.
Patreon?
On the Patreon, yeah.
There
yeah, but to be fair, it's a lot more common than you think. People probably aren't open about it because you know, it is kind of.
I mean, they probably don't go as crazy
embarrassing
as, like,
a
some
little
of those
bit, yeah.
Celebrities,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
not as extreme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you said your goal is to be strong. What is strong to you?
There's the side effects, by the way.
Kidney disease.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I have like none of this. Like people, like Nick, you're on Ozempic. I have never felt more awake.
Yeah,
in my life, like people are like, oh, fatigue is on there, right? No, I'm not fatigued at all. I've been up since 6:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So dizziness, not dizzy. You know, blurred vision. That's because I'm getting.
Well,
older.
I don't think you're on Ozempic, so.
Oh, but the comments will think so.
Oh, that's
they call me Ozempic.
Are there
Nick.
A lot of people saying that, or is that like you know, like the bottom, the like the controversial?
There's
a lot of it.
Anytime that somebody does anything that's good for them, people try to find out a shortcut that they took so they can rationalize why they can't take the long way themselves.
You said it so perfectly right.
Uh-huh.
And they still won't agree.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So that is exactly what it is.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's just like.
Did you paint your
fingernails? I didn't paint them. I got them done. I went to again, this is the year for me. Like, I am trying. Like, I bought some new jewelry. I got some new clothes. I wear large shirts now. You know, I got my nails did.
Oh, the clear gloss or whatever.
Yeah, I went with a guy called Dean. Dean's so cool. He plays Officer Shiesty on GTRP.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When he came to visit me, we went and got him done the first time. And let me tell you, you go there, you get rubbed down. It's not bad.
You ever been to one of those happy ending massage places?
I have not, but a friend of mine swears by him.
Yeah, let me know if you ever want to go.
Again, a friend that everybody else knows. And we will talk about that, not on this show.
But that's crazy. Yeah, I'm curious.
But yeah, so what is strong to you? Is there any goals in the gym you want to hit? Like benching 225?
Mm. Nope.
Don't give a fuck?
Don't care. I just want to be able to take my shirt off and be like, all right, that's okay.
Yeah.
Dude, are you there right now?
Hell no.
Are you close?
Closer.
There you go. What does Milena think?
Well, if you want the God's honest truth, she doesn't care because she says she loves you no matter what I look like.
Aww.
Wow. So
she is the least excited.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. She doesn't matter.
I'm sure she's happy you feel better though.
She is. Physically. And she's happy that, again, like.
You probably won't die as early now.
Yeah.
That's kind of a positive. Yeah. It's kind of good.
So what are your top five favorite things about Milena?
My top five favorite things about Milena?
Yeah.
Well, number one, her feet.
Okay.
Yeah. She has like the cutest feet ever. Like,
did you
see them?
Yeah, I saw them.
Okay.
I was watching a Dr. Gay thing. Mm-hmm. Did you know for women, the same nerve that causes them to orgasm mm-hmm. runs, there's also another nerve that runs from the feet. So like you can like sexually stimulate a woman by sucking on their toes.
I don't think that's true.
Google it.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, I don't think that's true.
You Google that, you might put it on like a list somewhere.
Yeah.
You said something else yesterday that was so untrue. That is crazy. Nick, men though.
Nick looks like a guy like he would know. And Asmund, I don't think you'd know, but I think Nick
can
would
I
know.
Say what you said yesterday?
Yeah, I'll say it. Wait, do you want to say it?
No, you should say it, actually. Okay. Yeah, we were at a group. Yeah,
with a bunch of porn creators and porn stars.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This was his podcast. We were not at a group dinner with porn stars. Oh, no. I did a porn podcast
on my own.
Yeah.
And I was with a bunch of porn stars, and they were telling me about hands-free climaxing.
Okay.
And it's essentially where you put your finger up your ass and you touch the male prostate, and it'll instantly make you come.
Been there.
Sure. Yeah.
So, can you vouch? There it is.
Yeah, that's pretty
common.
No, okay,
but what he was saying is that it's a button that instantly makes anyone. And I was like, it's not instant. It's not.
It's kind of a button. It's kind of a button.
Okay, he's saying it's an instant button. I was like, I don't think that's true.
This dick girl was like, oh my God, yeah, techie. TwitchCon, I'll make you come instantly. And I'm like, no, I'm good. She's cool though.
Is that what happens on this podcast?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Not usually, no.
I don't want people to think, Nick's here and infecting everyone to make them weird.
Yeah, no.
That's techie's thing kind of. And then we're just like, wow, yeah. Then we kind of move on. But yeah.
There were some comments about that last week where it's like, man, they really want him to move on, but he's just not.
Yeah.
But that was about wrestling, not about
that was a lot.
Hey, some people enjoyed it though.
Uh-huh. There were dozens of them.
Yeah. And those are the guys I care about. Those are the guys I do the podcast for.
Right. Those are the day ones.
Yeah. So what about the other four things you love about Milena? You're on number five.
Feet.
Is that number one?
That's number one. And number two, of course, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Way out of my league. Always has been. Number three, she is low-key hilarious. Like if she streamed on her own,
uh-huh.
I think she would be probably one of the, biggest streamers. Maybe not Emmy's level number one, mm-hmm. but she'd be up there because. She
would surpass.
No. She'd get banned first off.
Yeah.
But she is like, was it 2013?
Sure.
Like COD lobby in 6'1", beautiful, angry Viking form.
Yeah.
So she has not let mm-hmm. that go.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So you said for point number three, she's way out of your league. Mm-hmm. I would like to agree Milena is a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. But I want to let you know that you are a beautiful man. Oh. And that you should, you should talk better about yourself. Because you look good.
Now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I agree. Before you did not look good.
Yeah.
But now you look very good.
Thank you. Thank you. What number are we on now?
Number five.
The last thing. Man, I don't know.
Cooking?
Her food is not that good.
Damn. Ooh,
that's okay.
She put, one time when I went over, she made a bowl of ramen. Yeah. And she put ketchup in it.
Not just ketchup. A fuck ton of ketchup.
Is that bad?
Crazy, that sounds kind of good.
It was.
You think so?
Yeah, it sounds good. I put cheese in my ramen.
Okay, that's pretty normal. It's like a Korean thing.
Yeah. Well, ketchup's also a Japanese thing.
Not in ramen.
Did you know if you like ketchup, you're retarded?
Damn, that's crazy. I guess I'm retarded.
Wait, me too.
That's what happened when I was a little kid. My brothers would tell me that all the time. They're like, oh yeah, you like ketchup? Yeah, I bet you do, you fucking retard. Did you know that? I'm like, what the fuck? They're like, yeah, anyways. Oh, classic. Number five?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Because there's too much?
She's actually very nice. She's a genuinely nice person. She's not like vindictive. A lot of people they go out their way to try to hurt other people.
Like who?
Maru, true.
I did that a couple times. Yeah.
What is this here?
The ketchup ramen.
Oh yeah, there it is.
How much ketchup that is.
Oh, that's a little bit wild. Okay. That's also Heinz, which I don't fuck with. I only get Whataburger ketchup.
It's very good. No, that's what she does. She's out of pocket.
I mean, she likes it.
I mean, you are small.
Fuck you.
holy crap, you are small. Good knife skills, by the way. Good for you, man.
Yeah, I learned how to cut onions too, which is part of the, one of the meals has onions in it, but yeah. But yeah, no, she's great. I couldn't find anyone better. Hopefully she stays around.
Cool. I mean, you've been saying that for years and she's still there.
Well, we've been walking that line for years, haven't we? So one day we step across it, and then the whole thing, you know, goes down.
So the other week when you were supposed to be on here,
yeah,
and I'll quit rambling. I'm kind of hogging Nick right now. I apologize, guys.
Oh, you're good. I was gonna ask him this too.
Okay, yeah, I had some questions prepared because like you're like known to be a fence sitter, right? So I wanted to ask you questions to get you off the fence.
You can try
to get you to weigh in. Uh-oh. Okay, because I want to at least either get you to weigh in or prove to everyone that you are a fence sitter.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask you a question. Just answer it as quickly as possible. What's the best race?
That is not what I was going to ask him, but okay.
The best race?
Yeah.
The human race?
Look at the best race.
Human?
Oh, okay. I was going to say Daytona 500.
Oh. Oh.
I was going to say…
Well, actually…
What were
you going to
say?
No, never mind.
It's actually the Talladega 500, because if you saw the Twitter video of the girls flashing their…
Oh, I saw that.
That was
the
Talladega 5, and that's a lot better than the Daytona 5, which I actually have a house in Daytona, and I go to the racetrack sometimes.
Mm. You actually?
Yeah, I used to big NASCAR fan, you know?
I live in Florida as well. Yeah, in Port Orange.
Mm. Oh my God. Yeah. I ate dinner in Port Orange.
Yeah, it's a good place.
Yeah. Wow.
There's barely any white people there, though.
That's not where… There's a lot where I was.
Oh, where I was, there's none. I was the only one.
Oh, well, I guess you're in a different part.
Yeah, I enjoyed it though. It was nice.
Well, yeah, no. I go to Port Orange's food there. Stuff
fuck
like
yeah.
That.
It's just always really fucking hot. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a house. My dad has a house. But.
So that's your only fence sitter question? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the only… Oh, it's just that bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job, techie.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
The human race. I'm a wild player. I play human paladin, so.
Perception, increased reputation gain. It's pretty fucking good.
Yep.
Plus five
every man
swords.
For themselves.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have to use a trinket.
Are you still playing WoW?
Heck no.
Damn.
Moved on.
Damn. No wonder you're looking good. Holy shit.
It is Apex. Yeah.
Apex. You know who is playing WoW?
What?
Milena.
Why?
Well, because she got 50,000 gold in the mail the other day.
She did.
Is it like,
what does she
in
play
classic?
In WoW? Like arenas or
no,
just like
No, she's
playing?
Leveling. She's level 29 priest on Benediction.
That's fine.
Oh
she's
my god.
She's ready for Kata. For Kata.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, she plays all day.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
For fun?
I'm telling you, I hear her yelling and screaming all day. I'm like, how can WoW be this exciting? But she's taken like four of her friends who don't play.
Yeah.
Through the game for the first time. So that might be exciting.
Uh-huh.
The only thing you probably get some joy out of, but…
I couldn't imagine going back and playing that game full time again. That's crazy. It's just like it's such a huge waste of time. But it felt good at the time.
That's literally what Buck said today. He's like, imagine all the time we spent playing WoW, like 5-6 years just gone.
Yeah.
Like sitting at the computer for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, I don't like thinking about that.
Oh, I mean, I had a lot of fun. I don't mind that at all. Oh. That's okay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think of it as a waste.
Oh,
imagine if you learned Chinese or something during that time.
I think I would definitely think of it as a waste. There were some really nice moments that made me the man who I am today. But like now that like I'm 30 and I think about all like the very, like very important moments, they were not at the fucking computer chair.
Did you make a lot of friends through WoW though, at least?
Well, I did. They're all gone. They're all fucking gone.
Shit.
Yep.
That's sad, man.
I wouldn't be if it wasn't for WoW.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I started doing too. Like, I was like, well, fuck. I might as well just start making videos if I'm not going to do anything else. I didn't have a job. So it just fucking happened.
Bro, speaking of that, did you see… I made a tweet about people making fun of your React content.
Which one?
Because like… People were like on Twitter, were making fun of your React content.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
In reality, there was like 10 of them that all just steal the same React content.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I made a content. Like, think about it. They're like, dude, if it wasn't for Twitch, Asin would be working at McDonald's. I'm like,
yeah.
So where you work?
Yeah. Well, like I see those Twitter threads. That's funny to fucking read. People get upset.
Oh, there
man.
It is.
Yep, there it is.
As if.
Like this one went crazy. This was really popular. Mm-hmm. Like I still get tagged in this one.
How many views did yours get?
Oh God, that's over 1 million views. Yeah, it's got over 1 million views. Yeah, absolutely. Like people loved it.
The irony of these people.
Uh-huh.
Like this is what we were talking about earlier. If people are like, because back in the day, you know I'm on the forums. You know I'm trolling.
Right.
But like I don't know if these people are trolling
they're
or not.
They're not.
Oh no, they're actually mad. They literally hate me.
Yep.
Oh, they do. I get DMs all the time.
I mean, some people probably think it's funny, but there's other people who like fucking hate this.
I mean, I've had AOE effects from the hate of Asmund because he made a video about him playing Honkai Star Rail.
Oh,
and then
God.
I'm getting shit because I'm apparently the one who got him
Somebody
to do that.
Said that me playing Honkai Star Rail was their personal 9/11.
Yep.
Yeah. Like look at these. Like it's like So it's like Asmongold's really shameless, right? But the guy is just ripping the same.
Oh, right? Watch, I've seen Kavos's videos before. He's a YouTuber.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I know him.
But the whole thing is, it's just so ironic.
Oh, who cares? Look, right. I mean, what are people going to get? What are they going to do? They're going to get mad that I did something on the internet. Like, I would lose yes. my fucking mind if I got upset about all that. Yeah. I honestly think that, like, people see me and it makes them mad. I think that, like, 200 or 300,000 years ago, my ancestors that looked kind of like me were like marauders or raiders or something. And now if people see a person who looks like me, they freak the fuck out. I think that's what it is. It's like a fucking genetic thing. They're like, I see you. You get the fuck out of here. That's what it is.
It's just I wild, think. Dude. And like the whole thing about like mm-hmm. Twitter, it's like if you look at like all the big tweets,
yeah,
they're all just like ripped like copy pastes of one another.
It's literally a screenshot of a tweet from somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh like, my God. Like a bunch of the big quote tweets is like they'll quote a popular tweet, repost the most liked comment, yep. and then get like 200K likes.
So, yeah. I literally had a tweet a couple days ago that got like 80,000 likes.
Wow.
And all I did
the
was.
The Mario one?
All
yeah,
I did
yeah.
was quote retweet like, and made a joke about like some Mario thing, got 80,000 likes. And then the Mutar guy made the same joke
oh, yeah.
after me, got 100,000 likes.
Damn.
Okay. And then the guy who I quote retweeted ended up blocking me.
Wow. Maybe because he was getting bullied. What did you quote retweet? What was it?
It was just the guy who had this Nintendo sleeve up mm-hmm. his arm.
It was like a really
was,
good tattoo.
I was like, wow, it's going to be crazy when he gets off, DMCA'd. Right? Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But like that was it. And like the thing is, and there it is. And look, 73K likes. And the funny thing is, I actually lost followers because of that tweet.
Wow.
Ooh. See, there's the stats. I took the stats of it. And it got 3 million impressions, one new follower. But then I tweeted that. Then Hassan replied to me. And since Hassan replied to me, people were like, oh, this guy's friends with Hassan.
Then it went
unfollow.
Down. Yeah, it went down.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure. and it went down.
Because of Hassan?
Well, because Hassan replied to that tweet. He said nudes in profile. And I lost followers.
Okay.
Yeah. Twitter is just the worst place
I think
place on
Twitter
the planet.
Is… You know, I saw a couple of days ago it was 420.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that day is?
It's Hitler's birthday.
That's right. It's Hitler's birthday. And so I saw so many Adolf appreciation posts.
Yep.
I was amazed. Yep. Hitler's coming back, man.
Dude.
People are like, he's making a comeback. You read Twitter, people are fucking celebrating that shit.
Have you?
What happened?
People will just be openly tweeting.
Yes.
Slurs.
Just racist.
And getting 50,000 likes.
Yep.
Really? I have never seen one of these.
Welcome to free speech. So, welcome to the real world.
So what happened was, and again, I'm not a big Elon Musk guy, uh-huh. but when I think what he did, he freed a complete group of people that
he
were
did.
Just, that were just buckled down.
Yep.
Like before. And they're
making
out.
Up for lost time.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's worse than it was before.
It was.
Because
it's really
they
bad.
Were silenced for all those years.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh God, game time.
We can say it again?
It is.
Which slurs?
All of them.
All of them.
Literally every single one.
I mean, I can say one myself and be okay.
Oh yeah, I can't though. Yeah.
Which one?
I mean, I could probably say two. So
I never heard you say it.
I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. It's just not in my vernacular.
Okay.
Right? It's just not one of those words, you know.
It's yeah. crazy to see how stupid people have got on social media, man. Like, it's really…
And they're grouping up.
Like, there's a lot of them, right? Because, like, they'll all get together and, like, try to do something. Like, that's what's scary. Because, like, if you have just a bunch of idiots, it's like, who cares? But then they try to get together and, like, change something. It's scary.
No, I wish I didn't need Twitter for, like… Because, you know, you get… Obviously, everyone here knows you get paid for tweets, you know, depending on how good your Twitter is.
Wait, really?
What? I didn't. Well, I knew that
I've
was a thing, but I didn't know there were people who did it. Like, are you saying like as a job?
Well, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It is as a job, but also here, when you guys do your brand deals, they don't account your Twitter.
I tell them I'm not going to tweet.
Oh yeah, I always say I don't want to do sponsored yeah. tweets.
That's crazy because you could probably get a whole bunch for yours.
No,
too,
but what I do is yeah. I say Instagram stories because my Instagram stories get more impressions anyway.
Okay, dang, you must be get a lot then.
I mean, I do sponsored tweets. I just forgot about that shit.
Yeah,
I've
so like
forever.
You know, depending how big a size is the bigger check you get, right?
Yeah.
And again, this is part of the job. If it wasn't right. for the job, I would have these… I would be just like incognito just hating on people on Twitter. I
yeah. yeah. Just like type in like mean comments. Be oh, like, yeah. wow, so you're getting fat.
Or I would Ooh. Never just go on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Twitter.
How much you get paid for a sponsored tweet? I think the most I've ever been paid is like $2,000.
Usually it's like a bundle, right? I mean, more
it's
like
part of it. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you shoot out random tweets, but yeah, it's like, you know, anywhere from like 2 to 5.
It is insane money to put out a fucking tweet.
Yeah, it takes about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
It is so free, it's not even funny.
Free. It's a free $2,000 for 10 seconds of work.
Yeah, and then all you gotta do is just crazy. Tweet again right after it. It's just drowned out. Nobody fucking cares.
Yeah, no, it's and people pay for it.
I can't believe companies haven't figured this stupid shit out. Like, who the fuck does that? It's going to be so sad whenever they figure out they're wasting their money. Hopefully it doesn't happen for a few more
like,
years.
They'll look at the Twitter and be like, oh, this person gets like, I don't know, 500K
views
a tweet.
They have 500,000 followers? That means I'm going to make 500,000 sales.
It's like nobody like views or likes the tweet, so it ends up with like 10K impressions.
We know
like,
this more than anyone. There are people out there with a lot of money
that
have no idea what they're doing.
I would say there is, as a counterpoint, there are some companies that are very smart. I'm gonna fucking vomit about Gotcha real quick.
Oh, shit.
So there's a new big Gotcha coming out called Wuthering Waves.
I know that one.
And they're sponsoring all of the big Genshin guys to play Wuthering Waves in order to like get their audience from Genshin over to Wuthering Waves. And I think they're going to like cannibalize that audience and bring them over there. I think it's very smart what they're doing.
I'm sure
right
Hoyo loves that.
No, they hate it. they hate it.
I'm sure they love it.
I actually had my first conversation with Hoyoverse I've ever had in 3 years.
What was it? Was it like sorry?
It's actually so crazy. I should not say publicly.
Was it a death threat?
No.
Oh,
but it was a very intense conversation. I feel like they are actually really horrified about this new game, but
they're horrified of Wuthering Waves?
Yes.
Oh, there's no reason to be. Like, it's an okay game, but it's not going to be better than Genshin.
Well, then they're worrying for no reason, and I agree. It's not going to be better than Genshin for what it was.
I played it. Yeah, I played it.
You played the very early version of there's
I played both of it.
There's three new versions out that I don't think you've played yet.
Well, I played the newest closed beta test.
How far did you get?
Like, I don't know, 20 or something like that.
20 hours?
No, I like a battle pass though. Oh, like the adventure level 20 or something.
Yeah, there's
like
a whole bunch of new shit.
Oh my God.
It'd be good. But yeah, you play Gacha games?
You know what they did, by the way, is they asked me if I was going to make a video about the game. And I was like, yeah, probably. And I thought to myself, you know what? I should have said no. They would pay me. No. Yeah, I know. I felt like a fucking idiot.
Damn, man.
Yep.
That reminds me of this one time that I went to go commission porn for the first time ever.
Really?
What?
This is a story for the podcast I did the other day.
You're a porn commissioner?
No. I was going to. The first time ever.
But you have.
No, I was going to. It never happened because then the guy ended up, why are you looking at her like that? Like, I'm fucking crazy, bro.
I mean, it was just a side eye.
I'm just saying. I was going to do it. And then the dude, we're homies now. The dude just ended up making what I wanted him to make anyways. And it blew up on Twitter.
What was it?
It was Widowmaker getting face fucked.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I get that.
It was good.
What is it about Overwatch characters that people just go crazy about? I don't even know what it is.
It was because the 3D models were easily accessible and they just look nice already.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Until Blizzard ruined them, like they'll ruin everything else.
Yeah, they sure did.
Nerf Tracer's ass. I think they nerfed Syndragosa too. And Alexstrasza.
They did.
Yeah.
If you weren't like a content creator, would you still be like into this stuff this much, like this Genshin stuff and the anime?
That's a really good question. Yeah, would you be into it if you weren't making money off it?
You want my honest answer?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Okay, because again, this is when we get off the fence. I think people who are super into that stuff are kind of losers.
Yeah.
Just like
they're professional dick eaters.
Just like people who are really, really, really into sports teams, like E-Rob.
Okay, so let me clarify this because I want to give you a firm, precise answer.
Yeah.
Would I be into Genshin? No, because I fucking already hate the game.
Okay.
Honkai Star Rail? Yes. I think it's a good game. Cookie Run Kingdom? Yes.
But like your whole personality in life…
For your perception of my personality.
And most people in the world's…
Sure.
Yeah. Is that you are just this anime guy that talks about anime, Genshin, and Booba all day.
Yeah.
But to be fair, there are a lot of people like you who don't do that for a living.
Sure.
Because that is their life, their personality.
They do that for free.
I mean, I also do really like anime. It's fun.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like anime too.
Ooh. Have you been watching any recently?
What's the bad part? Because you say people who like anime like me are losers.
No. Let me rephrase because I already clipped it on Kaiser's, but it's already been too late.
Sure.
People who over-obsess about one specific thing and that becomes their personality, regardless of what it is, that is loser behavior.
Okay. 100%.
Whether it's sports, whether it's a certain video game, whether it's anime, whether it's like…
World Warcraft?
Or League.
Or League, yeah. I don't obsess about feet.
Okay.
When feet gets brought up, we'll talk about it. Am I making a podcast about feet? No. You know, it is what it is. Do I have feet hanging around the house? No. You know who brought the foot into my house?
Who's that?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
Because I like, when I see an alcoholic struggling, I like saying, hey, man, you've done a
take
you've
another
done a
drink.
Job. Here you go, man. You earned this.
You gotta keep digging until you get to the other side.
Well-rounded as an individual. I do watch anime. I do like anime.
Right.
Right. And I do know, and I've tasted it. Anime can be very addicting. So here's
what did you get addicted to?
Oh man, did you ever?
Oh my!
Oh man, I'm bawling like crazy there. Did you?
I did appreciate the gift though. Thank you.
Did you do anything with them?
No, I didn't. I have feet at my disposal.
Okay, I'm
so
just
those feet would work well for someone who doesn't have feet at their disposal.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Okay.
That's good. Like if I was single and
sometimes Milana goes to Norway.
Yeah, and sometimes I go to those parlors you're talking about. I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah.
So it wasn't true?
No, I've never been to a parlor.
Okay.
But you thought about it?
No.
Have you heard of Subland in Japan?
No.
Oh my fucking God. This is the third week in a row.
Quick little Subland.
This is the third one.
Okay.
So there's this place in Japan that I want to go to really bad. And essentially what it is that these women in like…
They look like they're already annoyed.
And because they're always annoyed when I'm here.
That's not true. That's literally not true.
When they have like these like little string outfits and they fucking soap themselves up. Like they get their fucking asses soaked up, their boobs soaked up. And then they put their bodies on you and they massage you with their breast and ass. And it's called Soapland. And if they like you enough, they'll fuck you.
That's what they say, but it means if you have money too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is real. It is fucking real.
That's not real.
Why? It sounds too good to be true?
Kinda.
It's a very, very, very real thing. See,
that doesn't apply to me, so I don't need to know that exists.
Okay. Well, if you ever want to go to Japan, hit me up.
I will go watch you.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't know what to say.
That's good.
Real quick,
what anime did you watch that you've been watching? Yeah, yeah.
So when I flew over to Norway last time, I restarted watching Attack on Titan.
Oh yeah.
From the beginning. I liked it from the beginning. And everyone's like, oh, you know, it's gonna start sucking once you get to season 3 or 4, whatever it was.
Right.
But I haven't gotten there yet. And the reason I don't really watch it when I'm home is you can really burn about 10 hours on an anime instantly.
Yep.
Like it's you kind of have to control it. You know, like for example, like me and Chance, we watched
Elfin Lied
in one sitting. We watched that, you know, Kuroko's Basket, Kuroko's Basket, whatever it's called.
Great fucking show.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's good.
So good.
But like the problem is like you'd be sitting there, oh my God, 16 hours has gone by.
I have never watched anime for longer than 2 episodes at a time.
Did you finish Death Note?
I haven't yet.
Misplay.
Okay, I finished Death Note.
I'm going to give you a genuine recommendation.
Yeah.
For who I think you are as a person. I think this will be your number one anime of all time.
Was it Boku no Piku?
No. No, I'm not going to make fun of you. It's called Mushoku Tensei.
Yeah.
It's called Jobless Reincarnation. It's going to go into some really fucked up shit that I think that you would enjoy a lot.
Can I tell you why I do like anime though?
Why?
I like anime because of like, not all the weird ones, but like some of, like My Hero, like some of the messages that they give are like, it's like good. Because it's like, you know, don't give up. You can keep trying. You can achieve things, you know. They give good messages. Whereas in American kids, it was just like, hey, this is Barney the Dinosaur, you know?
Don't be a Nazi.
I have the exact opposite opinion. I think anime and cartoons treat people to be manipulated and easily abused.
How's that?
Really?
Where it's like, oh, you always got to do what's right for other people. You have to be selfless.
That's
like,
not what I got from the anime.
The Bible an anime?
The Bible, it's kind of an anime. It's kind of like the original anime.
Because like, if you think about it, that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I think people who think that you need to do what's right every time and
but
put the needs of others in front of yours.
That's not at all what Death Note was like.
Well, that's what Deku is. That's what Deku is.
Was Deku? Because I feel like when I watched, he was just, he wanted to be just this thing. He wanted to be a superhero, right?
And it was his own goals too.
No, but to protect others.
But he also has a job.
Useful for other people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's because he looked up to All Might.
Yeah, so All Might was also like that. Like being like, All Might will fuck you in the end. That's why everyone should be like Endeavor.
I don't know who Endeavor is.
Endeavor's
That's Todoroki's abusive father.
Yeah, the guy who hits his kids.
It's the guy who married a woman to, you know, make kids with her because they had good quirks together. And that's it. And
Dobby's the fucking man. He had one good kid. Dobby's the man.
This is above my pay grade with anime, guys.
Is that his kid or is that still just a theory?
Y'all really get into this, huh? That's crazy.
Who knows?
You don't like anime?
I like anime. Anime is nice. I mean, for me, what I really like doing is playing video games. That's what I do pretty much all the time. That's it.
Did you play Dark Souls 1 yet?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You really should.
Oh my God.
No, I haven't played any of the Souls. I don't do any of the Souls like stuff. The problem with me is like, I'm like super, super competitive.
Yeah.
You are.
Like uber competitive. So like, playing a game like Dark Souls or Elden Ring doesn't really do it for me.
No, I felt the same way because I always hated single player games.
She was competitive with me because with Dark Souls,
I'm super competitive too. That's why I always liked League. I played Overwatch and stuff for a while. So I was always like, I just single player games or story games don't really do it for me. But Dark Souls is extremely competitive. That's why people like watching it because they'll watch to compare your run to theirs.
Yep.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But like, no offense, but I feel like it's comparing like two bad players.
Yeah, right?
Well, there's no scoreboard.
I know
sure.
People have beaten that game without getting touched before.
Yeah.
Or people, like in real life or in the game?
In the game, both.
Both.
I know people have beaten that game on a trackpad, right?
Oh, yeah.
So to me, it must not be that difficult because you can't really…
No, those games aren't difficult. Like anyone can beat it really, right. But it's about like… like the experience,
so they'll compare me to you guys.
Yeah.
But like in reality, we're all in bronze.
So,
right?
Uh-huh. Okay. So I disagree heavily again. Okay. The games are very difficult when you first start them.
Right.
But then once you've played them enough, then it becomes much easier.
Like for example, let's use an example here. You could play WoW for just as long as I have or maybe a different game. And it's all about what achievements can you get over that period of time, right?
Yes. The reason why it's easier to be good at Dark Souls and Elden Ring than it is to be good at Apex is because these are still just NPCs that have predetermined skill patterns and you can learn it. Whereas like in Apex, it's like, how fucking retarded is this guy? What's he going to do this time? Is he going to play good?
That's why I didn't start raiding in WoW until after I was a multiple rank one player.
Yeah.
Just to see if I could do it. And again, I could.
I'm not sure if you agree with this because you're really good at shooters.
Well, I'm okay.
You're really good at shooters. You got Immortal in Valorant.
And then you got Predator in Apex. Yeah.
Apex.
SFC in Counter-Strike. Yeah. I was 12 RDVS ESEA.
Have you ever gotten to the point where you get upset because someone's so fucking bad and you're so good that you weren't… You never had that? Where it's like if they were fucking… like you.
Thank God. I can't stand people like that.
What do you mean?
Like people that are really good in a game and then they'll play with someone that's like new or something. Yeah. And then they can't like… have the patience or understand like this person's new, like you know it's not really their fault. Like they get so angry that people aren't like… I find that so cringe.
Oh no, but I mean this. First of all, I get that. I agree with that. What I'm saying is when you're like in a league game and you're playing in like plat or like diamond, and then you're blind throwing a Q through the fog of war and on an enemy, and if they were good, they would have gone that way. But because they were stupid, they didn't go that way. So you miss a skill shot because you thought they would be better than they actually were.
No.
No? Okay. Mm-mm. No?
No, there's like for League, there's like a curve where like in bronze, people will like walk in a straight line to dodge a skill shot because they don't think of it.
Yeah.
Then in like gold and plat, they'll walk to the side because they know like you're going to shoot straight.
Yeah.
And then in diamond plus, they're going to walk in a straight line because they know they think you're going to predict that they'll dodge.
Fuck, it's like almost having to play worse, but that makes it better. It's so interesting. That's why PvP is so
that literally happens literally today because I made another like a Smurf account and we were playing like, you know, plat lobbies or something. And the people, they just do like the craziest things. Like they'll be like holding zone. Mm-hmm. Like when you're supposed to rotate, but it's like, why are you here when the storms come? You shouldn't even be here. So it makes what we're doing harder. So I'm experiencing that kind of right now.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I don't get mad at them for it. It's like you'll be in plat in 2 months from now because that's how you play, but yeah.
Are you a rager or no?
Not anymore.
What changed?
I accomplished what I needed to.
Which is what? Immortal? Predator?
Just getting top rank at stuff. Like, I don't rage. Like, my teammates fight at each other nowadays.
How old are you?
I rage more at the people in this room than…
Yeah. Yeah. How old are you?
33.
Yeah.
Same age?
Pretty much.
Yep.
Does it feel bad or do you feel good?
I feel at 33 better than I felt at 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes me really happy.
The eating healthy, like Like, you know, no offense, but all my friends are like balding. True. I'm not. My hair.
Why do you look at me and not him?
Well, because that. Well, you're bald right now.
Because I shaved my head. I'm not balding.
I mean, I.
I've shaved my head though.
Why are you like this? I'm probably looking.
I've shaved my head.
Well, you know, like.
Why are you taking your hairline?
Huh?
Baldy?
I'm not gonna lie. People told me that you're getting there.
Look at her hairline.
Oh, it's because. Have you not seen that clip?
No.
Oh God.
My hairline's fine, but there's like a clip where our editor made my forehead like this tall, and a lot of people thought it was real.
Because people like Senna, who it does look like that normally. So yeah. They just assume it's everybody else too.
Did you say Senna?
Senna's forehead literally is like this big.
Jesus. I think Senna looks great.
Oh, here we go. I've seen that.
That was really good, to be fair.
I saw so many comments were like, man, I just feel bad for her.
That sucks. Someone said you were bald in like literally 3 days ago.
I did have a chunk of hair fall out one time from like near my hairline, but I'm not balding now.
That's good to hear. But yeah, no, at 33, like I play hockey, everything's good still. I play hockey every week. And you know, no, it's not bad. Like, and you want to know why? Because just like anything, like that skateboard or whatever you're doing, like over time, if you use it enough, things get worn out. But for people like me, who spent the last 10 years doing nothing, no manual labor, you know, I wasn't doing anything like strenuous on my body. I was sleeping in like super nice beds, you know, being comfortable, you know, never hurting myself. My body's fine. If not, it's good.
Another question I wanted to ask you about on a totally different subject is that you go live every day at 8 a.m.?
8 a.m., yeah.
Yeah, and you've been doing that for?
Like 4 years now.
4 years?
That's his fault.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I used to go live at like 10 and I'd play WoW and I get to about 4K viewers, which was good for me back then by myself.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, look at my chat, Asmin's live by and about half of them would leave at about noon. One, maybe you were going live back then.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit, well, there goes half it. So I got to move up a little bit earlier. And then, you know, the same thing happened when Soda was live.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from 4 to 2 to like 1.
Yeah.
Then everyone's like, hey, Nick, you've died. Where's your viewers? So I'm like, all right, we got to change it up. So I decided, okay, if he's going live at 12, then I can go live at 8 a.m.
Yeah. So during 8 a.m. time slot, you have NA and EU. Which chatters do you prefer?
YouTube chatters.
You stream on YouTube?
No, but they come in from my YouTube and they're the nicest people on the planet.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane.
I think Twitch chatters are losers too.
I've heard the clip.
Oh yeah, people weren't happy about that.
What was the clip?
I said they were losers.
I got at least like 10 lawyers, 20 doctors in my chat.
Well, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the people like, I do think, okay, I'm going to just say it.
Go ahead.
I think that the like core, super old school like Twitch community, the biggest fucking losers.
They are super gatekeepy too.
Yeah, super gatekeepy. They're like always trying to like, oh, do you really like this? Do you really enjoy this? Like trying to like fucking force a parasocial relationship. Oh, jeez.
I think that's the beauty of it though. Is it? You don't think so?
No way.
Don't even say that.
Wait, why?
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
I think you don't have a lot of people like that in your community since you have a very like anime YouTube.
I had a lot of those people maybe in like 2017, like, 2018.
Yeah, like old Twitch was awesome. Everybody was a piece of shit.
They're full of a bunch of losers.
Yeah, but that's kind of what the
platform
is. I think
it's because like, you know, back then they were having fun, but now they're not having fun and they're just very negative.
I also think a lot of them nowadays hate us.
Of course they
do. Because I know because me and Chin, I said my 11-year partner anniversary.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and I've had subs the entire time. So they've grown up with us, you know, back when, you know, we had essentially nothing until now, right? And so maybe there's a little bit of resentment too. And so they're kind of mean.
I don't know, man. Some of my favorite interactions on Twitch were back when I was like a, you know, a young up and coming 20-year-old. And I was on Salty Bet.
I did not even watch Twitch until I streamed on there. I didn't know Soda until I started streaming. I had no idea.
I was watching Soda when I was 17 in high school.
Yep.
Wow. He was a feral druid, PvP. Me and my buddy Edric would like chill and watch him on the laptop.
Yeah.
A long fucking journey.
Yeah.
But you don't think Twitch is kind of like a platform that's occupied by losers and all the streamers are losers too?
Well, yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah, like we're all fucking losers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there's like a spectrum of losers. There's okay, like,
well, there's a spectrum. There's like losers who are millionaires.
I'm talking about the super losers. Okay. Yeah, like the omega, like elite losers.
Give me an example of what a super loser does.
They catalog all of the bad activities that a person does, and then they have a copy-paste document on Notepad on their desktop that they use to copy-paste onto Reddit comments to remind everyone how bad of a person
they
are.
Someone has a paste bin that has like things that I've said, and they literally brought up on LSF, like, I got this from my paste bin. And they thought it was completely acceptable.
You have one of those people?
Yeah. And they thought it was, because they just hate on me and Melena's relationship. So they just thought it was, they thought it was a completely acceptable thing to say in the Reddit comment on LSF that, yeah, I got this from my paste bin.
Right.
And they thought that's okay.
This is normal.
Well,
that's what normal people do.
I don't think everybody from old Twitch is running paste bins on Reddit.
Oh, no, no one said that.
Of course not.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how I'm hearing it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying like-
See, that's why
like,
I get the Twitter threads.
Yeah.
It's because I say it in a way that makes
equivalent.
People mad.
That's yeah, it's like the Genshin.
This guy
Twitter
goes
people.
Poggers so, all the time.
Keep in mind,
this guy goes Bible thumb.
Zach is very calculated. He knows what he's doing, and that's why he gets 140 million views a month on YouTube, and
sure.
We don't.
Sure.
He knows what he's doing.
I don't think anybody's saying he doesn't know
what
he's doing.
No, this is not for you. This is for the people listening who will continually fall for Asmund's tricks.
Hey, hey, hey.
So no, I'm not gonna lie. What you just said is gonna be.
You
clipped.
Have to plant the seeds to harvest the crop.
Yeah, and it's just. But the thing is, he can take the heat that comes with it.
Sure, but like for me, it's like the old Twitch is just people who go gotcha gasm. People who are in forces chat screaming, going like quack 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 when he plays PUBG.
Losers.
Yeah, I think that's
sorry
just,
losers.
I think that's just funny. Losers. As fuck. Am I crazy?
Okay, what about the new one spamming W?
I like them.
I also
do.
Love the W community.
Yeah, but like, how is it different?
The reason why it's different is it's not the way it was. And I'm just glad it's not like that anymore. No, of course they're not any better. They're fucking stupid too.
Okay,
but like,
okay,
hey,
okay,
it's a new kind of stupid and I haven't had to deal with this one for so long. So it's okay. Like they, you know, those are the ones that spam W whenever you're like a racist or something like that. Yeah, the new Twitch community is crazy. Like, no, I'm serious. Are we going to try to play games here?
No, hell no.
I mean, come on. This is what
that.
It is. Yeah.
I have an infamous clip caused by Nick, which is top three overrated streamers, right? And the number one I obviously was just fucking farming, right?
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, nobody's going to want to fucking hear that shit. But I think the W community is like one of the best things to happen on Twitch because it's allowing people to just stop being so fucking sensitive about every single fucking joke. Like I have been going live like every day for the past like 2 months and just fucking letting it rip. Anything that I want to say, I just
don't
saying.
Do that. I don't.
And I think that's good because I think you're worse than me.
Yeah,
you're way worse than me. But it feels good to be able to tell the jokes that I would have been able to tell 10 fucking years ago when I played fucking World of Warcraft or League of Legends and people not instantly clip it and say, look what this fucking white man said on Reddit. Like, I just want to make a fucking joke. Like, if somebody's fat, I want to say, man, this person's fucking fat.
The pendulum is shifting now, and I think a lot of it had to do with…
With Kai.
With not only Kai, but Old Muskie freeing that one group of people.
Yeah.
Wait, what's this? Old Muskie?
Elon Musk.
Sorry.
Letting him loose.
I mean, and the thing is, the people who aren't like our kind of group, like they're thriving.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Yeah.
They're thriving.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you don't want to deal with a bunch of people like trying to tone police you. Like for me,
it's exhausting.
Oh, it's so crazy. Like that's why I just stopped trying to pander to them. Like now, everybody's like, I can't believe when did Asmongold turn into a right wing grifter? It's like, okay, sure, whatever. It doesn't matter.
What the fuck is a grifter? Because I keep on seeing people call
somebody
you
who uses and holds ideals that they don't really believe in order to have like a more positive view of them in public.
Okay, so what are people accusing you of grifting?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, if I'm doing something, I'm probably lying.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Okay.
No, I'm glad to see Twitch is like way more diverse now. I feel like back in like 2017. Twitch was like a cool kids table at a high school. And now there's a lot of tables and everybody's a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Basically.
I like it being diverse. It's better.
Yeah, it's way better. I love it.
It is.
I got a new car.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What kind of car?
I got a Mercedes.
It's out there.
You have a Mercedes now?
Yeah.
Wait, what year?
No, he's telling the truth because I saw it in the parking lot. I'm like, yeah, where's
wait, what year?
2024.
I said, where's Zach's Mustang?
You got a nice ass car. What the heck?
Well, I got a decent car. It's a nice car. It's not a great car. It's fine. It works. My dad was trying to get me to buy one of the expensive ones.
I thought Tips was here. It's your car. No way.
Yeah, what yeah. No, I did. I got it. And
it's like black.
It's black.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I got a new car, and honestly, it's kind of scary. You know, they got all this computer shit in there.
I'm actually really happy for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats on the new car.
I'm actually happy.
I'm just glad so whenever I went to do the episode here with Hassan, that was whenever I decided I was going to get a new car.
Why?
Because my car literally died after it went off the highway.
He had to jog.
Like I pressed the accelerator, nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. And then I pulled it off into a fucking ditch and I walked here. And I was late for the show. And then after that, I was like, fuck it.
Why'd you tell someone to come pick you up?
He was like, nah.
Just, your car's fucking awesome.
Really?
And I was like, there's no way this is Asmund's car.
Yeah.
And then in the cup holder is a fucking plastic, fucking, what are those things called?
One of these.
blue cups. That's so funny. That car's nice as fuck.
Yeah, thanks.
Congrats.
What made you get it?
So, I was just telling a story about how my other car wasn't working.
Yeah.
And then I tried to drive down to the dealership, and then the car, my dad turned on the AC and the car was like, and I'm like, okay, yeah, we got to fix this. And so that's what happened. I had to buy a new one. I was going to get another Toyota, but.
So why'd you go with Mercedes?
Well, my dad said to go get one of those. He said they were good. I just got it. I hope so.
That's cool. Maybe become a car guy like me.
Oh, God. I don't know. I didn't want to get anything really nice because I didn't want people to break into the car.
But you did though. That car is really nice.
That's not. I mean, there's a lot of nice cars.
Super nice.
Yeah, yeah. Like over $100,000 car. That's way too much.
Who do you think has the worst car in OTK?
The worst car in OTK.
Yeah. Now that Asmund's upgraded his wheels, who do you think has the best car?
Chance, and it's not even close.
Okay.
And then Miz, then me, then Emmy.
Because who has the worst?
Even though chat says yours is cooler because it's blue.
Just because it's blue, yeah.
Who has the worst car?
Yeah.
Everyone has nice cars. I think the only person who doesn't have a super expensive car might be Emily. She has a Tesla.
Oh yeah, Emily.
I think you don't like Teslas?
Teslas are nice.
All the cars, hers
that
might be.
That car is $29,000. It's objectively the worst
car.
That's
a nice car. I mean, 29, that's a lot of money.
No, it's a nice car. It's just everyone has nicer cars.
See, this is the problem. When I say something like that, people just focus on what I just said. But we're comparing it to things like a Nissan GT-R to Porsche GT3 RS.
Oh, I mean,
obviously
yeah.
It's not in the same category.
Escalades.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not like a Genesis.
Yeah. No, so your car is actually sleeper cool because it looks like a Bentley.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I love it, bro.
It's actually really nice. But I think Emily and probably Sear have the worst cars.
Really?
But doesn't Sear have Sear has a nice Audi, right?
He has an older Audi. But again,
his is really nice.
It's nice.
He keeps it really clean.
But it's relative.
Mm-hmm.
That's really going to hurt his feelings.
Jeez.
No, he knows. I talked to him about it.
I don't know. I never really gave a shit about what kind of car I had. It never bothered me at all. But now I guess
I'm
a
Michigan
nice
guy. And
so
I grew up in Michigan, and I grew up in a part
it's
of
a
the
car place, yeah.
A part of the state where everyone either worked for Ford, General Motors, or Chrysler.
Yeah.
So we all were car guys because our parents worked in the auto industry.
Right.
So there's pictures of me as a baby in Corvettes. We had Corvettes, we had Escalades, we had all the stuff from General Motors that was nice.
Oh my God.
So we grew up I grew up with cars and it was a big deal.
Yeah.
My friends had a Camaro, a Mustang, and a 370Z.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of all of us going together in my SUV, when we go out to lunch, we'd each take cars and drive three deep. And we would just cruise around town.
Jesus Christ.
You know, so it was it was something that you grew up liking.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I want ye to hit me as hard as ye can.
Why?
How much can ye know about yourself if you've never been in a rumble?
Wait, let me respond. Like many of you, I was stuck. I'd run through life and wonder, what kind of gadget defines me as a punchy? I prayed for a different game. This is how I met Captain Punch.
Hurry up, before I lose me nerve. Yar! You hit me right in me beard!
It was at the tip of everyone's tongue. We just created the game.
Punchies! Welcome to Rumble Club. The first rule of Rumble Club B, tell everyone about Rumble Club. Each one of ye be having a homework assignment. Go out and munch as many cupcakes as ye can.
In Rumble Club, sometimes the things you punch end up punching you. You punched me at a very strange time in my life.
So last week you missed Steak and Eggs due to allergies, and a comment was made of you by a person in this room who said that you should be removed from the gene pool.
He said, why hasn't it?
I said, so this is what I said. I said, how are allergies real? Because like if you see a tree and you're like, oh, I would assume that a person like that would have.
So you want to hear my
just
thoughts?
Like gone away.
You want it? It didn't bother me, by the way. It didn't make me. But
yeah, I don't. I think that's kind of.
But you gotta ask yourself, how do people get allergies? Where do they come from?
Yeah,
because I'm convinced people get allergies.
Yeah,
because of having poor diet, eating poorly, and things like that.
Do you know where STDs come from? Your mom, but also actually, there were people back in the day. who would fuck animals. That's right. How STDs started.
So it's like,
really?
No, I don't think that's
true. Wait, is that true?
Yep.
No. Here's how I know it's not true, because people still fuck animals and there's no new ones.
How do you know there's
no new
ones?
I think you still get diseases even though you can't procreate.
Wait, is that all STDs or just
the
some
origin
of them?
Of, I think
can't you get STDs from just like having, being dirty, like with poop?
I don't know, man.
I've never eaten
it. No, that would be like an infection, like not a disease, right?
Yeah, I was doing research on that. That's the origin stories.
I don't know.
People fucking monkeys, people fucking goats, people fucking cows.
Yeah, so like my allergies are only bad in really this state.
Really? Okay.
So like when I go to Norway, I have no allergy problems.
Damn.
But here, like a lot of people have allergies. My hairdresser, she has allergies. Like people,
I have allergies.
Yeah, allergies here in Texas are just really bad.
I actually don't have any.
Really?
I used to have asthma in every other place I've lived besides right here because the air quality is so good.
Wow, lucky you. No, it's just bad. I can probably get them fixed, you know, but require me to do stuff.
I've had allergies to like dead animals, but that's about it. Like whenever I was like a kid, maybe
allergies, bro. That's like the decay making.
Well,
you
no,
sick.
Like that's like I would wake up and I would like sneeze, and it's like, what is this? It's like mold or something
that's not,
like that,
bro. I don't think that's allergies.
Well, no, you could be allergic to of course. But other than that, no. Like I've never.
I'm surprised
had
I haven't died from
really?
The allergies. Yeah,
same.
Jesus,
they knocked me
is
out.
Is it
hard.
That bad?
So like, instead of coming here last time, I just went straight to sleep.
Wow.
And I woke up an hour after the meeting at night started.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I just couldn't come as much as I wanted to. Sorry.
Sounds like last night. Anyways, I wanted to ask you about something else as well.
Sure.
You said that I'm like going to like strip clubs. Or something? There's like allegations where you're accusing me of going
shit.
Like the strip club or something?
I don't remember what.
Can we scroll up on the list?
Something that was put in the notes, but none of us knew
NMP
what
Law
was.
Exposes Tecton for his strip club activities. Do we have any idea what this is?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
People assumed it was you.
Okay, what's going on
here? I told a story about a John Doe who's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who makes a fair bit of money.
Sure.
Who goes
My name is also John.
Who goes to strip clubs and pays strippers to eat their ass.
Oh, that's a no-no zone for me.
Okay, so it's not you.
Yeah, I can't.
So yeah, again.
But why do you think they assumed it was me?
The whole I told on stream and everyone said it was you.
And why do you think they thought that?
Because maybe you're known for eating ass?
No.
Maybe because you did a porn podcast.
Okay, so here's the other thing. Here's the reason why I feel like it's targeted, and maybe that might be the reason. Because one of my buddies went to jail recently, and I was telling everybody, like, you know, I had a homie, had to get him. No, they didn't think it was you.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was my one of my black friends.
Yeah,
immediately they were like, "Oh, it's Zizix. It's got to be Zizix. It's obviously Zizix."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure we all know why they assumed it was him, because my chat's very fucking racist.
Oh,
but what I'm wondering is. Why I don't get why I would be the strip club guy.
The chat assumed it was you.
It's because you were talking about titties and stuff, man.
Yeah, but anime titties. When have you ever heard me talk about real sex or real boobs?
earlier.
I don't. I have to think about it. The Japanese thing.
Yeah, there's that. Oh, yeah,
but Japanese. So, that's like, it's kind of like anime.
Yeah,
though.
That was like 10 minutes ago. But in Japan, you know, besides that.
But in Japan, it's anime. It doesn't count.
Oh, okay. God. Yeah. Let me think. The prostate. So that was 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, but she made me talk about it.
Oh, wow.
Like, I brought that up because he was claiming that he never brings up things like that.
And you know what's crazy? Yeah. When we were eating, I said, I don't want to talk about it. And then Bonnie forced me to talk about it. I never talk about that shit.
So it's Bonnie's fault.
No, it's because he said to another guy at the table, like, oh, like, I have this thing that shouldn't be talked about around women.
No.
And I,
That's not what happened.
It was something like that. And then I said, I'm sure whatever it is, it's not that bad. But the way you're saying it makes it sound like it must be something fucking terrible.
No.
And so then he felt like he had to talk about it.
The other guy asked me if he wanted me to talk about this. And I said, no, it's not appropriate at the table. And then Bonnie said, no, you should, because now you're going to make it sound like this. And I'm like, okay. But other than that, I don't talk about sex. It's impure.
I'm glad you guys are having fun off stream without me. I appreciate the invite.
You have said no to every invitation I've ever sent you.
Well, sometimes I wasn't there.
I just like getting invited to the party. I don't like going.
Yeah, Asmin also didn't go.
Okay.
I don't go anywhere.
It's crazy. I was just at home crying, depressed and alone. But
that's not true.
I feel like
you have a very great life. I feel like in everybody in OTK, you were probably the happiest. Yep. And you're going to have kids, which I want to talk about now.
Oh. This is always a no-go because Milena will just kill me.
Ooh.
Because, you know, it takes two to have children.
I heard about that.
And consent is king.
Consent is what? Yeah.
It's the most important thing. And, you know, one of us just isn't quite ready for it.
It's good, but I'm just wondering, like, for me, for example, right? Not with me.
Okay.
Oh. I'm
just saying,
yikes.
How many kids would you want? Three.
Wait, no. Okay. So I don't get shot.
Oh. All boys?
Nope.
How many?
Boy, girl, boy.
Why would you want a girl?
True.
You would love it over in China.
I thought they got rid of that rule.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just don't... The more because I see, like, you know, on Instagram stories that I watch, you know, I see, like, you know, guy dads with their little girls and they seem to have a lot of fun. So I changed my thoughts on it because I was like you before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I had to farm another clip for, you know, Twitter. Yeah.
He's always working.
Yeah. I just feel like that'd be so difficult. So you like little girls?
Nice try, buddy. Love them.
Oh, God. Good one.
I would love to have just whatever I can get, you know, as long as they're healthy, you know, that's something that really matters to me at the end of the day.
So walk me through it. What would they do? Dream scenario. Would you let them be content creators?
Absolutely not. They're not going to have internet until they're about 18.
Wow.
The internet is cooked. Everyone who's on the internet is cooked. And it's just, this place is horrible. It was not the internet that I grew up with back when, you know, I was just, people go on here. Like, I used to leave the real world to go on the internet because the world was cringe. People were in real life were drinking underage. They were having sex underage. They were doing drugs underage. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. So what did I do? I went home and I played World of Warcraft, right? But now the internet's so cringe. I believe in the internet now to go in the real world because people online are so annoying. So, you know, they've all come full circle now, you know. Back when I was, people were like, oh my God, you play computer games? You know, you probably remember Zach back in the day.
Oh yeah.
You know, but now everyone's a gamer now. Oh, what are you? Yeah, I'm bronze. Yeah, sure, you're a gamer, buddy. You know, but, you know, it's just.
I'd let my kids on the internet as soon as they wanted to get on the internet.
So I think it's because you're 33 now.
Yeah.
Right? And I think it's because I think kids are still safer on the internet than they are in real life. Because, like, for example, I know, like, some of my relatives who are in high school, who have had more sex in school than I've had in my whole life.
So you're like, talking about in the building of the school?
Like in the building.
Oh, wow.
Like it's bad.
Wait,
what?
Why are you talking about kids in high school having sex, Techie?
Because I'm saying when they go home and they go on the internet and they're safe because they're on the World of Warcraft.
So like I think this is what happens, right? Is like you have like back in the day, like somebody would be attracted to like Lola Bunny from Space Jam. Like we all know Lola Bunny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they express this to their friends at school and they get bullied. And then after a while,
then they go back to real girls.
Yeah.
Yep. But now you can find people online who like
now. Real money. Now you have there's so many other people that are attracted to it.
Or even better, and they think they are Lola Bunny.
And then they multiply. It's like a force multiplier against each other, and they're just getting more and more crazy. And so now it's like if you have some weird inclination, you can go on the internet, you'll have it validated, and ruin your life.
It's so dangerous.
The internet's bad.
Think
of it this way. Yeah. Name any place where you can go when there's a whole bunch of people and pretty much do and say whatever you want. You can't go to school and do it and say what you want. You can't go any like public places, really.
Yeah.
And do whatever you want. But online, there's very little
you
rules.
You can do whatever the fuck you want
to
do.
To me, that's insanity.
Yeah.
Right? You can literally just go. People can just, and they do this.
They sure
just
do.
Go out there and just lie.
Yeah.
And just write paragraphs of lies and things that don't exist. And people are like, oh, wait, you know, I actually agree with that. So therefore, now it's true.
Well, it's internet reason, internet logic.
Yeah. So like the whole thing is cooked. I can't wait till, I'm going to keep it real. And I said this on my stream. Can't wait till anonymity is gone.
Yeah.
We'll be there eventually. You know, people can't be going on pretending to be something else that they're not.
I think that'll happen because of AI.
It has to.
AI is so crazy. They can make these videos and shit like this now. I can't wait to see what they can do with that.
Dude, even AI is like, people like, there's like an AI, something to me. I'm like, did I say this? No, it was AI. I have no idea if it was me or not.
What did it make you say?
I can't recall.
Okay.
I think it was me singing or something.
Well, this is what I was telling you guys earlier, right? So like, there is these guys and they made like an AI version of Aiden Ross. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. So this kid, and like as a kid, he's 20 years old. And so this kid, this AI version of Aiden Ross tells him, you know, like, oh, destroy your Xbox and I'll give you a Hellcat.
Destroy.
And then he destroys his Xbox. And then he goes even farther and he says, okay, now knock a hole in your wall. The kid goes over, asks his mom if he can knock a hole in his wall. And for some reason, she said yes.
What?
He does it. Yes, he does it. And then at the very end of the clip, it says, do you have a TV? And then it cuts.
Can I say one thing about that clip?
What's that?
The issue isn't the AI. The issue is the mom.
I agree.
That's 100%. The issue.
The best thing about that was the fact that whenever the kid walked into a room, the first word she said was don't.
Really?
Don't get out.
So that's the real true story about that. You know, it's like this person, number one, this person's mom has clearly failed him.
Uh-huh.
Since you're willing to talk to Aiden Ross and destroy something and think you're going to, how do you not know that? How do you not know in life if it's too good to be true? It usually is.
He's stupid.
Right, because his parent is stupid.
He's stupid. That's so
he's cooked. He's cooked him from the beginning. Now he's online.
Well, I mean, if you have an apple and you plant the apple, it's going to make an apple tree.
Yep. Exactly.
It's a stupid ass apple.
Because I really hate when people blame like video games for what their kids are getting up to. It's like, well, it's not. It's the fucking parents.
Why do you think when I was 18, you know, and younger, I wasn't out there having babies or because our mom would, she would literally.
I shouldn't get a girlfriend. That's why I couldn't.
I didn't eat. My mom, you know that Scared Straight program?
Yeah.
I went on that.
Really?
Yes. I went into a prison and did Scared Straight.
How was that?
It was horrifying.
Oh. Was it televised?
No. It was just in Detroit. But it was like, as someone, and I went with other kids.
Yeah.
They were stealing cars. They were, you know, doing the R word to people. You know, they were actually bad kids.
Right.
Right? And like at one point, we went around the room.
Stealing cars isn't that big of a deal.
Sure. Yeah, right.
I mean, compared to other stuff.
Yeah, of course.
You know? Yeah, didn't say that.
So they went around the room and they were like, the prisoners were like, what did you guys do? Why are you here?
Yeah.
Right? And it got to me.
Right.
And the prisoner was like, all right, stand up. You know, and this big scary guy in the jumpsuit. He's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, I'm going to keep it real. Nothing. I'm here because my mom wants me to be here. And he goes, that's bullshit. You've done something. You know, I'm like, no, she's right there. You can ask her. And she's like, yeah, it's true. Because mom's a probation officer. She can be there. And she was like, yeah, it's true. He's a good kid. And he's the next guy. And the next guy goes like, yeah, you know, I stole cars. I beat people up. You know, I shot somebody.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, we didn't have that. So a lot of my friends that grew up doing that actually just went to jail.
And I bet you a lot of people in that room ended up in jail.
Yep.
You know, and some of them are probably dead.
Yeah,
you know what's funny? She brought my little cousin with me too.
Yeah.
He cracked under pressure.
He started crying?
No, he's like, I don't know. I don't really do anything. I guess I watched a little bit of porn and the whole room started laughing at him.
Ooh.
He cracked.
Damn, that sucks.
He cracked. So, yeah.
Yeah, I never had any of that shit. Like, the only thing that we had was like the thing where they said not to do drugs. They really didn't like us doing drugs.
Oh,
that
Dare?
Was it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Dare was the first time I've ever drank.
Really?
Yep. I was in third grade, went to the Dare program.
Hold on.
And then they're like, what's up?
As eight?
You were 8 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, third grade, yeah.
So you drank alcohol? Why did you do that?
Probably. Well, I was doing tobacco as well before that as well.
Yeah.
But they were like talking about like, you know, don't drink alcohol, don't do drugs. And I already knew cigarettes were cool.
Really? Right?
And so then I was
what made you think cigarettes were cool?
So this one time I was, and I'm going to leave this person's name out and their affiliation me out, but I was very cold at a pond.
Uh-huh.
And they put this shit in my mouth that they said would warm me up. It was dip.
Yeah.
Right. And so I had tobacco in my bloodstream.
So you were like 7 or 6 years old and they're giving you tobacco?
Somewhere around there. I was That's so crazy. Young, I barely remember the start date. I remember exactly the alcohol I drank when I drank it. But then I got addicted to nicotine for a little bit when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Finally kicked it when I was like 25, you know. I smoke sometimes, but barely any. And then I would smoke cigarettes every now and then. Like pretty much consistently all through elementary, middle school, and high school.
Yeah.
But my first time doing alcohol, because I knew cigarettes were already cool, because they were fun. They made me better at video games too. That's the only time I ever got Diamond in League of Legends was on cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
And Full Throttle. But for alcohol, I took my dad's jug of raspberry juice, and then I mixed it with like 4 bottles of Corona.
Yeah.
I tried that shit.
That'd probably be pretty good, huh?
It was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I just grew to like not trust any of the people at my school that were telling me these aren't cool because alcohol and cigarettes are cool.
But I don't know.
Techie, how'd you do that and just not get like your shit pushed in at home?
You want me to give you my whole story?
Sure.
Okay, I'll give you a short summary. My parents did not fucking care.
So we are on the opposite end of the spectrum, my friend.
Yes.
Because I didn't even consider. I had my first sip of alcohol when I was 23 years old.
Oh, I would actually, in fact, say, if anything, I am on the opposite side because my parents gave it to me. My dad was like, yeah, sure. You want to drink? Yeah, 10 years old? Sure. Why not? Absolutely. You want to buy fireworks and sell them at school? Absolutely. Oh, how to make gunpowder? Okay, so you're going to need 3 things. Everything.
This
yeah,
is
never
crazy.
Gave a fuck.
Like, this is why people probably say I'm like kind of out of take or out of touch.
Yeah.
Because I did have, it's apparently a lot different life than everyone else.
Yeah. Pretty easy upbringing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was very easy.
And I think people villainize that and they make you feel bad for that.
Because they're jealous.
In reality, it's a beautiful thing though.
I don't feel bad.
Good.
Going to hockey in brand new hockey gear.
Yeah.
I felt fucking great.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no matter what people say, I would rather that than have go there with some old beat up equipment that sucked.
Yeah, and I hope my kids had the same upbringing as you. And we should be proud that there are parents out there that do a good fucking job. Rather than villainize their kids for being taken care of by their parents. I 1,000,000% agree.
It's just a bunch of jealous kids trauma dumping about how their mom didn't give a fuck about them. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, it don't bother me. I wish the best for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, but
shit. How come I've never seen your mom?
So,
well,
my mom was perfect to me.
Yeah?
Until I was about 19.
What happened?
Either I started I started kind of stepping out of line.
Okay.
I never skipped class during high school. I never got zeros or any bad grades in high school. I was always like a 3.0 student, just everything. But when I went to college, I had to like drive a little bit longer to get to college.
Yeah.
And like I had like 8 a.m. classes.
Yeah. So you were getting me late.
No, I wasn't late.
Oh, you just didn't go.
I didn't go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would get zeros and I'd retake them in the summer.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't want to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock
it's
in the
crazy,
morning.
It's
to go do calculus.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And you can, and again, I actually proved my mom wrong about this. Like I had a 3.0 GPA with zeros. Right? I'd retake them. And like the final straw, she was like, oh, you know, this is actually when I ended up moving with Chance all those years ago.
Yeah.
She was like, A, either you stop playing on the computer and get a job, go to school full time, like a 40-hour week job and go to school, and you can live here, or you have to leave. I'm like, well, Mom, if I'm working 40 hours a week by myself, I can just pay for my own place.
Yeah.
So I just left. And then then like a couple months later, Chance ended up moving in there too. So
yeah.
That's something that I can't believe I haven't asked you about.
Yeah, what?
Because you and Soda are best friends.
Kind of. Oh.
You were at a point best friends.
We were more like brothers.
Okay.
That makes
you
sense.
You are brothers.
Okay.
I think you kind of still are brothers for the things that you've been through together.
Right. We have yeah. quite the history.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
How did you meet Soda, and then how did y'all end up living together?
Well, we both got kicked out of our house essentially because of his stream. And I had already been living on my own at the time.
Yeah.
And we just played WoW together. And I'm not kidding you. I was like, Chance, this is when streaming was just start taking off.
Yeah.
I was like, just come live with me in Michigan and we can do this thing together.
How old were you and how old was Chance?
He was a freshman in college and I was like a senior college.
Okay.
So whatever ages that is.
Yeah, and then how did you meet in WoW? Do you remember the specific moment?
Yeah, we met in L1 Forest because we were arena partners. So I was a 3x
Gladiator. So like right outside Stormwind, like where everybody was at?
I was a 3x Gladiator season 5.
What server were y'all on?
Darkspear.
Oh, okay. That's why I didn't see you guys.
Yeah. So season 5, season 6, season 8, I got Gladiator. So season 9, he comes around and he's looking for a paladin to play with because he wanted to play Feral Druid, Death Knight, Holy Paladin, which is easy. You grip in, block, hide, stun, clone.
Who was Death
Knight? I forgot his name, but he was really bad. That's why we didn't get rank 1. We got rank 2.
Damn.
But, he's not part of the front group.
What?
He's not part of the friend group because he was bad.
No, and the thing is, when he left the next season, he was like 20-40 with a negative win loss ratio. But he actually just, that's how he met. And the funny thing you didn't ask him, people told him not to play with me because I was black. You want to talk about real race?
Holy fuck!
People online, like they don't really get racism. They're like, oh, you made a racist joke, therefore you're racist. No. Like who gives a fuck about a joke? Doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't mean anything. But like when people like, you know, behind closed doors, are telling like, you know Bruce Wayne, the hunter?
Oh yeah.
Like they literally sent him pictures of my family and said, don't play with this N-word. Yeah. Right? I didn't know about this until like 9 years later. So think about how many arena partners I didn't have or people that wouldn't play with me because I was black and I didn't even know it.
That's how people are.
Well, you knew that you were black, you didn't know that they were.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
But I learned.
Some people still don't know if you're black.
Whatever I want to be today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, you know, yeah, no. So that's how I met Chance and people were like, don't play with him. And we just hit it off and we played together. And I was a good player, even back then. Like people, Nick, you got carried. How did I get carried back in the day? There was no Twitch or anything like that. So
I don't really think there's any way to get carried to number one.
Nah, you can do it. That's how do you think I got it?
I think you're actually good at games.
No.
Okay.
No, usually whenever I play a video game, I mentally checked out.
But I mean like back then. Back in the day.
Back in the day is a little bit different.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I think you definitely can get carried because back then, like, I don't think an Asmongold would have the pull to get an SSDS to play with you. You know?
Oh, I played with him for a while.
The fuck is that? What is it? SSDS? He's a hunter. Oh, okay. I have no idea. Okay.
Like, before, like, the thing is, a lot is even for nowadays in WoW, like, with Chance, it's like we were both nobodies and we played together. Being a nobody and getting good teammates is the hardest thing in the world.
Man. Yeah.
It's the hardest thing in the world.
Mm hmm.
And now imagine adding being black on top of it like I was.
It's like hard mode.
It was hard mode. But the thing is did I go on Twitter and complain about it? No, I just did the best that I could.
And, it is what it is.
And I put in more work, you know. Like I transferred servers. I went on forums. I did what I could. You know, I went to Cyclone for a little bit. I went to Whirlwind for a little bit. You know, I was on Emberstorm for a little bit, you know, to try and find the right teammates.
Yeah.
You know, you have to put a little more effort. And ended up
I can't imagine how awful that must have felt. Or people didn't want to play with you just because you were black.
Well, I didn't know specifically, but they told me like years later.
Yeah.
But I did like, there was like, remember Palace for Life with Anthony, Leroy Jenkins and Ritter, all those guys?
Yeah.
Leroy, I played on their fives team.
Yeah.
I was on their fives teams with George the Warrior and like a whole bunch of other people, right? We were in triple hero, double warrior with the Palace for Life guys who made the video.
Yeah.
And we were doing well.
Yeah.
Couldn't join the guild.
Because you were black?
Couldn't join the guild.
Can't be a pal.
Which is funny because Leroy Jenkins himself is black.
What?
The character.
Are you sure? Oh, right. Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Leroy is literally on the team.
Well, you got to understand, like I had there was this one guy and like I didn't even really get that this was a legit thing. And he didn't want a couple of our friends swimming in his pool because he thought they would get it dirty because they were black. Oh, yeah. And it's like, the type of fucking shit, like I remember in Classic WoW, there was this guy that got kicked out of a guild for being black. He got accidentally reinvited in. They asked him if he was still black. He said, yeah, they kicked him out again.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Chance is labeled as racist because he drew a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
So the guy who's lived with a black man,
right,
who literally fought against racism, drew a Mr. Potato Head, called it blackface.
Uh huh.
Got banned from it for
somebody
Twitch.
Else called it blackface.
No, it was Chance.
Oh, it was okay.
Chance was like, "Haha, blackface." That's what he said. Because he was like, "Oh shit, I accidentally drew it." Right. It was more of a nervous reaction than actually intentionally drawing it.
Yeah.
But since Twitch has no idea what real racism is, they gave him 30 days.
Right.
Right. Which is insane to me because it's like now you're like you are the ones like Chance isn't racist. He's not.
Yeah.
He's just not. And there's nothing that you can tell me that he is.
I feel like the people who know, who are smart, know that he's not racist. And the people who are fucking stupid will weaponize their confidence.
But get this. So when there's a public headline, because there's articles about it, sort of pop and ban for racism. So now XYZ brand thinks he's racist now.
Exactly.
So that's like frustrating.
So them banning him made it way worse than it ever was. They should have never done that.
They did that shit to me too. Like I let somebody somebody type the N-word into Diablo Immortal chat.
Yep.
Within 20 minutes I was banned. I submitted an appeal and it was I'm not even kidding, a 6,000 word essay that I wrote about why it was a bad idea to ban me. And they just denied it within 20 minutes or 10 minutes. And I said, okay. And so then I made a video. They said, we're not unbanning you. I said, all right, fine. I make a video. The video gets really popular, right? It blows up. Within 2 hours after that, I was unbanned.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Just rat behavior.
There's people yep. that are making decisions. Stop. You're making yourself look bad. You don't know what you're doing. You think you're fighting for a just cause, but in reality, you're giving power to the wrong people.
Oh, they're just stupid.
Yeah. So the guy who actually was being racist in the chat got you banned.
He did.
You're giving power to… But the thing is, the people who make… They have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
But then,
to be fair, it was good for my stream and I made a lot of money off the video ad revenue. So it was an overall positive.
Remember Swifty got banned for taking down the server?
That was crazy. Yeah. That was so… And then the Athene video after that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was really good shit.
Oh man. Those were the fucking golden days.
It was.
So back in the day, you experienced a lot of difficulties due to just being black. Is that…
I wouldn't call them… I didn't see them as difficulties. Sure. I just remember that's what it was.
Hardships that you experienced that you shouldn't have. Because of your skin color.
I wouldn't even say that shouldn't because it's made me a stronger person. Nowadays, you can say whatever you want to me and I don't care.
Sure.
But yeah, it was definitely things that other people… Because I was the only black kid in my whole school. It was me and a black girl who didn't even like me.
Yeah.
Right? And then there was a kid whose dad played for the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
Sure. But so that's the people that we went with. And yeah, it was…
How do you think it is being black on the internet now?
Couldn't tell you.
Don't even know?
Okay. But for the previous days, it seemed
here's the deal.
It seems like a nerf back in the day. Do you think it's a buff or a nerf now?
It's definitely not a good way to put it. It's definitely not a buff.
You don't think it does anything?
No, there's buffs on the internet that… No, I don't think… How do I say this? Are we… Sure. Can I just full… God, who cares?
I think you say…
Can I tell you why it's not a buff? But I think it's…
No matter what you say, if anybody will get mad at someone, it will be about me.
Yeah.
I can tell something… The exact way that it is.
Sure.
Right?
Do it.
So, for example, I get in trouble.
Yeah.
So, we as OTK, we were up for a certain we have certain requirements we have. Not ever once has a sponsor ever said, oh, you need more black people. What do they say? Oh, you need more women.
Yeah.
So, no, it's not a buff anymore.
Yeah.
So, we here have lost on sponsorship opportunities because we needed more women to be in a part of this certain thing. Not once have they ever said you need more black people for this.
That's a good point.
It's not a buff.
Okay.
Can confirm.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Never once. So I don't think it's a buff anymore. I think the buffs are a different way now.
Okay.
Which is fine. Everyone needs a little bit of help here and there.
Yeah.
We had affirmative action for a long time. So rode that to college.
Yeah, they patched that out, I'm pretty sure, actually.
They did. The year before, six months ago.
Yeah.
No, actually, the real affirmative action, the good one, went away the year I applied.
Ooh.
So I had to go to a lower tier one.
Ooh.
That's what I earned.
Yeah.
So
I often tune into your stream every morning before I go live. Because you go live at 8, I go live at 9.
Yeah.
And I always hear you talking about how you want to retire. What is your plans for retiring? Is it just Norway and kids?
You ready?
Yep.
My plans for retiring is playing video games for a living.
But where are you?
Anywhere. Norway. Here. Multiple places.
So I did say, we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And I said, Nick will never stop streaming. Am I right?
Well, the thing is,
anybody who has a second channel is not going to stop.
So when I put, and again, and I'm just going to phrase this because again, Twitter, streaming isn't hard. Now it might be tricky. Getting viewers playing a game is tricky. There's 7 million people who stream monthly on Twitch.
Yeah.
Right? And most of them get like the average viewers is like 12.
Yeah.
Right? Now getting up to like
it's 10. That high?
Yeah.
I thought it was
it's
lower.
An average.
Yeah.
It's like maybe 35, not a medium. 12 to 35 or something like that. So it's like getting to like 10,000, 20,000 viewers playing a game. Very rare, very difficult to do.
Sure.
I can't even do it that often. I could do it on RP, but that's like, it's a little bit harder, you know? So like my goal, because like again, CCV, that's how you make your money more or less. You sell your ads on your, whatever. So once I don't give a crap anymore, then I'm just going to play games.
So was you doing the GTA RP? Was that kind of like looking into the future of you being retired?
Kind of. It was what's the word? Litmus test? It was more like a test to see if I could get good viewership doing it. Because now I know.
And you did pretty well.
I did.
Yeah.
I did
great.
I did good. At one point, we had like hitting like 25K viewers for a week because during the relationship shit.
Ooh.
So the good news is, even at like, you know, it's again, it's all on a scale. You know, like 3K, you know, it's all fine. And that's the retirement money because you make good money even at, you know, one fourth of the viewership I have now.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, getting 20K viewers on a cooldown, not many people can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
What is the price differential between 3 to 5K concurrent viewership compared to 15 to 20K concurrent viewership?
Well,
is it exponential?
Yeah. So the rule of thumb is you can essentially like, unless you're like very special, like the two people sitting across from us, you can just take your CCV and that can be like, you get $1 per one concurrent viewer that you get per an ad. So let's say you get 20K viewers, you get 20K an hour per an ad. Let's say you're at 3K. That's kind of how you can do it. Unless you've built up a reputation for being useful. Or useful. Like someone like Zach's probably the most useful person in the entire industry.
Yeah, my rates for when I play gacha games are fucking absurd.
Right, because you have proven your usefulness to the community. Right.
To where I get about 3.5 times my normal rates whenever I do a sponsor for a gacha game.
Yep.
It's very nice.
Right.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I would not talk about what I get on stream.
you would make people, they hate you even more.
I don't know if that would be
now
possible.
Now you should talk about it.
Yeah.
But that's just the rule. Like it's not, again, life's, you know, not black and white. It's spectrum, shades of gray. So you can pretty much run that down. So, you know, 20K views.
Like
you get 20K
for me, like this was a non-gambling sponsor and I turned down a 350K one.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest one that at least I can think of.
There
have been other ones, but it's like I didn't get as far enough to get like a number.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell a story because who cares now because it's happened 2 years ago. He didn't do a sponsor and they gave it to me and it was six figures in 4 hours. Thank you, Asmund Gold.
Damn.
Yep. Six figures in 4 hours.
Dude, my biggest one was 120,000 and it took me 4 weeks to do.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep. It was a 4-hour stream every day per week for 4 weeks.
So yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. Because like in terms of ad rev, let's say you have 20K viewers for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as 10K for 8 hours in terms of just running Twitch ads.
Yeah.
So you can do it that way. But then if you sell your CCV, if you do a 2-hour vlog,
YouTube too. That's how it is for me.
Yeah.
I just did the YouTube video too.
So how long have you been on Twitch?
I just had my 11th year partner anniversary a couple weeks ago.
And that's since the beginning.
Mm. But I only took the last 4 or 5 years seriously. Because I was Chance's right hand for a while.
Before answering this, I just want to know, simple yes or no. Do you think there are streamers that are like grandfather status, like the GOATs? Yes. Who would be your Mount Rushmore of streamers?
Wreckful, Chance, Pokimane, Summit.
Only four. You have to only four.
Right? It was only four in Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, just four now.
It's got to be Lyric, right? I mean, like, I don't know.
Okay, we'll start over then. We're taking Chance off. Pokimane.
Ooh. Yep.
Lyric, Wreckful. There's only one more.
I want to say, like, Crip, maybe, but I feel like that's mainly because I just, like, super focused on those games.
Yeah, loved Crip.
Crip was great, but he didn't really pave the way for anybody to do anything.
Man, that's really hard to decide. I don't know.
Wreckful changed the game. Pokey was the biggest girl streamer.
Yep. She was.
And Lyric was the best, the biggest gameplay streamer.
Yep.
With no cam.
With no cam.
Fourth one.
Oh, man, dude.
You need a second?
Yeah.
Asmund, who's your Mount Rushmore?
I probably would say… fuck. It's like it depends,
and
right?
It also doesn't have to be a streamer. It could also be…
I got my fourth.
Yep.
And this guy is a little bit late to the game, but so is Abraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh.
Ninja.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
That's a great pick. Yeah. It doesn't have to be streamers. It can also just be like channels.
Uh-huh.
So like, who would your Mount Rushmore be?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say, you know, like people that like reinvented streaming and like made it different.
Yeah.
I really think that... I think Ninja is who like really kind of popularized it and like brought it into the mainstream. I think like definitely Lyric is just being like super consistent. Wreckful, I mean, like he invented the donation thing. Like
and
he was
much
the
viral streaming.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And I still use the camera that he recommended to me. Mm-hmm. Like that's the his
uses,
camera.
His mixer.
Yep. And number four, I don't know. I'd really have to think about that.
Yeah, I can do three as well. I can't do four. What about you?
Honestly, I never watched streams before like 2 or 3 years ago. Right, the biggest streamer that I watched before joining OTK was like Moon Moon.
Okay, well that's fine. Just name four that you would think are like the greatest.
The greatest?
Yeah, of all time.
Ooh. Well, that's different than Mount Rushmore.
That's what I meant by Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Like four because
Mount Rushmore is the founding fathers and the greatest. Because if it's the greatest presidents of all time, clearly Trump would be on there.
Then sure. Then four. Yeah,
at least one.
Amen.
Probably on there twice.
I don't know. Like I can't think of like different ones than were already named.
I can name three for me. It's Games Done Quick, Salty Bet, and Wreckful.
Okay. Games Done Quick?
Yeah.
Really Salty Bet?
Bro, that was like... That was the shit for me back in the day. I would grind that shit, no joke, for like 4 weeks straight. Just like tens of thousands of people just watching dumb fucks fight.
Those are your favorite streamers though, right?
Nah, I would say those kind of shaped a lot of Twitch.
Really?
For me.
Yeah, not for me or anybody else, but that's cool. You know, that's nice.
Hey, I'm not asking you for my Mount Rushmore. I can only tell you what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been a long episode. It's been an hour and a half.
Oh, no, probably. Don't. Yeah, I know. Dude.
Well, we got to do Patreon too.
Then we're chilling. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So we also, by the way, guys, we have our first game, Rumble Club, that came out tomorrow, which is actually 2 days ago, I think. So yeah, you can download it. It's a free game. It's super easy. And it's on Steam and Epic. And the App Store. So check it out if you like the game and let us know what you think. Rumble Club. And anyway, Nick, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Am I leaving?
It's chill.
No, yeah, we're doing the Patreon. And also, I would like to say, Games Done Quick sucks now. Back in the day, it was dope.
Yeah. We'll do YouTube comments.
Yeah.
Tectone thinking World War II was in the 1800s and not knowing they had photography in the 1900s. That was a wild ride.
It's really like not wild at all.
Really?
And it's just like, okay, well, if I was never told it or never paid attention when I was told it, why the fuck would I know that?
Well, I don't know.
Why would I need to know that?
Well, I mean, we all know Hitler's still alive.
Yeah.
And so...
Because you're right there.
Okay, next. So, Cy. I'm not going to pronounce your fucking name.
Cy Karthik.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. 1383. I felt it whenever Asmund said, what... The fuck are allergies?
Yeah.
Drew, you want to do one of me?
Yeah. And then our last one is Josh's Game Club. He said, this podcast changed my life. But does that mean
probably for the worst?
Probably for the worst. But yep. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you all very much for watching. I very much appreciate it. And we'll see you all in the next one. All right. Peace.
Yeah. My ability to comprehend math at such a quick pace is like fucking freaky, dude. It's like one of the things I'm actually proud of myself for.
I was good at math in school too. I got up to Calc 2 and then I was like, never mind.
Well, there's a difference between being good at math and like being, you know, me.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like a math wizard, math magician.
That's right. That's what they call me.
Oh, wow.
They call me the masturbator.
Well, I was also pretty fast at math.